Many benefit plans restrict plan enrollment to open enrollment periods, but HIPAA provides additional special enrollment rights for individuals attempting to enroll in group health plans upon the occurrence of the following events: losing eligibility for other health coverage, becoming eligible for a state premium assistance subsidy through Medicaid or CHIP, and acquiring a new spouse or dependent by marriage, birth, adoption, or placement for adoption. When an individual has a HIPAA special enrollment right, an employer must permit the individual, and in certain cases, spouses and dependents, to enroll in any major medical plan offered to other similarly situated individuals. However, employers are never required to enroll individuals in coverage if the individuals are not otherwise eligible for coverage. Employers are permitted to require an employee or participant to alert the plan to the special enrollment right within a specified time after the event takes place. The extent to which employers can limit this notice period differs depending on what triggered the special enrollment right in the first place. If an individual does not have a HIPAA special enrollment right, that does not mean that the employer is prohibited from allowing the person to enroll in coverage mid-year. It simply means that the regulations do not require the plan to enroll the person mid-year or to follow the rules that apply specifically to special enrollment rights.